This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thank you for joining us today. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And this is the show where in retirement, income is the outcome. Because without any income, guess what? There's no retirement. So today we're going to be talking about how to address major risks to your retirement. And the questions for a lot of you, what do you worry the most about when it comes to retirement? And I think the fear of not having enough money to get us to and through retirement is the biggest concern for just about everybody out there. We're going to give you some strategies today to help you ward off some of those major risks to your financial health in retirement. So we'll start, where should we begin this assessment of risk? You begin the assessment of risk probably not where you think, and I'm going to start. Most people would answer that, oh, I think with the investments, the stock markets. My assessment of risk is your income. I was just alluding to that. The number one fear most people have entering retirement isn't death. It's running out of money before they run out of life, or living a diminished lifestyle because they made bad choices going into it. But that's not what we like to say around here. It's really more like running out of your lifestyle. I mean, that's the gut-wrenching part right there. Running out of money is this thing. But what it really symbolizes if you now run out of your lifestyle. So the risk assessment, if you will, with our firm always relies on the income plan itself. We want to just make sure you can continue to do whatever it is you want to do for as long as you're here. And I don't know a better place to start it. Most people are just confused on how do I understand if I'm on track or will it be okay or how do I make sure I don't run out of money over time? And it's not about your account balances anymore when you approach retirement. It's not about the size of your investments or your assets. It's about the amount of income you can generate off your investments. Income you can generate from those accounts. That's what really matters. You can't spend a stock certificate, right? But you can spend interest and dividends. So it's not the size of your account that matters. It's the amount of income you can consistently generate year in, year out that matters. And I can show you somebody that has $2 million that can be in much worse shape than somebody who has $200,000. I might as well just run with that example because that's huge. I'm describing a couple different clients of ours, certain income needs. One client has only around $200,000. What they do have, though, are a couple real nice pensions, great Social Security, and that combination of income meets their monthly income needs and some extra. But that person with $2 million, their income requirement is way too high, and the burn rate on that money is way too high. It's far too great because of how much income they need to support their lifestyle. So even with $2 million, they run a greater chance of running out of money than the person with $200,000 does. And I mean, this does stem from who we're talking about. The people that had, quote-unquote, only $200,000, they came in a little, I don't want to say dejected, but a little bit in the sense of, well, Mike, we understand we didn't save that much. We wanted to do this over our lives, but things came up. And so we start going through the meeting, and when someone says that, our answer is like, hey, look, this is your life savings. This is everything. We got to get this right. What's yours is yours. Let's optimize what we have rather than worry about what we don't. And as we go through our process here of really understanding what their budget is, what their goals are, their legacy goals for their children, their grandchildren, the church, and we find out that they do have a couple pensions, they do have a solid Social Security, and pretty reasonable income needs, and not a lot of debts, they're going to be fine forever. Conversely, that other couple that had $2 million was, and I would say rightfully so, feeling pretty confident when they came in. They'd known they'd been good savers, right? They didn't have big pensions, but they had a higher goal of how much income they needed to generate every month. And that $2 million, it just didn't support that. They would have had to spend down that, and they would have run out of money in their late 80s based on what they wanted to spend. And so that's where you start with your risk assessment. I mean, before you even get into the why I might choose this investment over this one, here over here, how do I get to save more money on taxes? I mean, certainly all those are important. But I don't know how you could start a risk assessment on anything other than, am I going to have enough income to last me, and if you're married, spouse, for the rest of our lives without having to worry about money? And that's really about what we call our retirement success blueprint. That's why I came to call it the name of the show. It's our trademarked financial planning process. That's what we call our proprietary financial plan, the retirement success blueprint. I mean, that's why we do what we do. It can happen both ways. And I'm not going to sit here and say we can't. We've certainly run across folks where we had to give them the bad news of, hey, unfortunately, it's not quite as doable as you'd like it to be, or we'd like it to be better for you. We certainly have to give that advice on occasion. But we also can give strategies how to make it better, and that's great. Because you don't want to go into this and not know the strategies, and then when it's too late, it's too late. Right? If there was a better way, when would you want to know about it? Today, right? So just a couple tweaks that people weren't aware of could actually get them where they want to go rather than be miserably behind. But what we also love, which happens more often than not, is actually being able to show you that you can do this. Again, we sat with that couple in that first meeting. I think we shared the story where spending money physically made him sick. And then we had him follow-up meeting recently and showed him how unbelievably great their plan looked with a few tweaks, even under very conservative assumptions. And that's the other thing that the Retirement Success Blueprint will do. It's going to give you that peace of mind, give you that actual physical that you can sink your eyes and teeth into and truly give you the confidence and clarity to enjoy the money that you have in retirement, so that you can spend every month, every year in retirement, know you're not cannibalizing the principal, knowing that this money should last as long as you do, not because the market's going up or down, but because you have a solid income plan. And not have this reluctance, this fear that if I spend this, it's going to come back and haunt me in 5 or 10 years. And to know that, that you can do this with confidence, that's what we give people, folks. We give them confidence. And going into retirement, that's huge. And that's what we'd love to do for you. Our Retirement Success Blueprint, we're going to help you in 3 ways. Number one, we're going to give you that real retirement income plan. You'll truly know what your income looks like, adjusted for inflation, what assumption and rate of returns you need to make that whole plan work, that you're going to be okay, even if you have a medical event, a long-term care event, really give you that plan. The second thing is how to maximize things like your Social Security, your pension, your taxes within the plan. And third, we're going to analyze your current investments, that engine that runs this plan, and then find anything we think's good or bad or ugly, anywhere in between, and make recommendations on how you can fix or improve what you're already doing. So a lot of ways we can help right there. There's no cost, no obligation. We've got a great team of independent fiduciaries. Retirement income, we got a CPA on staff, a full tax team, we have a legal team in-house that works with estate planning. That's what we're going to help you with. We're going to help you walk through this process. All you got to do is raise your hand, give us a call, and we'll get you on the calendar. 866-316-0822. Once again, 866-316-0822. Just start off with say, hey, I'd like a 15-minute strategy call to see if you guys can help. 866-316-0822. If you'd like to check us out online, you can also go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Learn a bit more about us. You can also book your strategy call there as well. So the major fear for so many people, the major concern is outliving their savings. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. And I think longevity is the real cause of these concerns, along with all those other risks that are out there. I mentioned stock market risk, volatility. That's something where you think you might start with this, but it's really longevity. What's really causing this fear of outliving your savings? I'd say longevity. We're just living longer. But longevity can be a good risk too. God willing, we live a long time. We live a long, healthy life. That's the good risk. But that is presenting a challenge that previous generations didn't even have to think or worry about. And so just to stay on this longevity thing where we're now all living longer into used to be our 70s, early 80s. Now it's in our mid 80s into our 90s. Right. In fact, a statistic is a married couple, 65, there's a 92% chance that one of them will make it to 85 and a 50% chance one will live to 92. A 50% chance one of them will make it for 92. And more often than not, it's our wives, you gals out there. Typically, actuarially, it doesn't always happen, but the percentages support this. Actuarially, women outlive men by 6 or 7 years. Even though men's life expectancies are getting longer, so are women's. So that's good for all you men listening out there. Yep, we're living longer. And so that means we have to make our money last longer. It's not unusual that we're going to spend 30, 35 years in retirement. What's it been for those who recently retired in, let's say, the last 8, 9, 10 years? It's been a very interesting period because interest rates had been near zero, and now they've popped back up to 5%. So what it's forced people to do is put large amounts of their money in either the stock market, taking more risk than they should, which has served them really well, or keep it in the bank when it wasn't really paying anything. It was up until this past year that you actually had some safe options. But many people were still feeling pretty battered from what happened in 08, what happened in 2022. A lot of people took their money out of the market. They set it on the sidelines in cash instruments. They took the cash and said, well, at least it's safe. And they didn't get this big upswing that the markets enjoyed because the interest rates were initially low. And even though they've moved them back up, they haven't made choices to get better rates, right? So when you take a look at where housing is, you take a look at where inflation is, all those things have come roaring back. But a lot of people have been sitting on the sidelines. And that's just kind of a macro commentary that's out there. But if you're a retiree or saver, and you take a look over the past decade, not just the past 12 months, but the past 10, 12 years, it's been difficult for you to make any interest on your money in the bank. And in fact, we're expecting that the Fed, towards the end of the year going into spring, will actually be cutting interest rates again. So this is where it comes back to that longevity. You got to keep pace with inflation. If you're not getting any rate of return on your money, folks, you're going to go broke safely. After you figure in inflation, earning less than 1% in the bank, you're losing money in real dollars. So what I mean is a different potential client chat that we saw about a week ago, and I'm remembering this right now, they felt great that their pension, their Social Security pretty much covered their needs, which is rare these days, but that's a great start. They had most of all their money in these cash and low-yielding CDs. They didn't like taking much risk, so they felt good because all they can really see is what's right in front of them. My statement today. That their pension, their Social Security equals what they need today. But what they weren't thinking about is inflation. Now, if inflation just averages 3-3.5% a year, let's say your pension, basically the spending power of it gets cut in half in the next 24 years. Because it had. Think about it. It didn't have a cost of living adjustment on that. So that's great that it's paying you $20,000 a year today, but that's not going to buy the same amount of stuff in 5 years, in 10 years, and in 20 years. So think about that, folks. A lot of you, if you heard your pension was going to get cut in half, you might panic a little. Guess what? It's automatically going to happen because of inflation and just time. That's it. It will happen. Your pension's slowly getting cut in half with how long we're living. So we showed that person that as long as you were getting in this 3.5% range on your money, your plan would actually be fine forever because you're keeping up with inflation and you've got some insured instruments that are going to pay you 3, 4, 5+%. We showed them by continuing to earn in that 1% range at the bank, they're going to start draining their assets just to maintain their lifestyle. And nobody wants to do that. So you have to consider inflation. So folks, this is probably striking a chord and I don't know why it wouldn't. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financials Fiduciaries, we are legally required to work in the best interest without conflict of interest for our clients. We specialize in retirement, retirement income planning specifically. So leave your checkbook at home. We want to teach you how to maximize your Social Security, how to build a customized retirement income plan, how to marry those two together so you wring every nickel out of both, and how to maximize your retirement income and minimize your taxes in retirement. You have worked too hard for anything less. And you want to call this number, get one of those 15-minute strategy consultations. If it makes sense to come in and see us, great, we'll know it. But get on the calendar for a 15-minute strategy call. Leave your checkbook at home. Just have a conversation, 866-316-0822. Once again, just say, I want to get on the calendar for a 15-minute strategy call to see if it makes sense to get my questions answered and come in and see you. We'll be waiting here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. So let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll find out more on how you can protect your portfolio from the risks like taxes, inflation, long-term care, healthcare costs. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about how to address the five major risks to your retirement assets. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, September 21st and Tuesday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate. And avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Again, Thursday, September 21st and Tuesday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
We are back. Thanks for sticking around today. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. As we continue our discussion today, if you hear something you'd like to get some answers on, you want a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary advisors, no cost, no obligation. The number to call us on is 866-316-0822. They'll pull up our calendar. We'll get a 15-minute strategy call on there. No cost, no obligation. So if you've got questions, we've got answered. You might as well pick the brain of some fiduciary financial planners with over 20 years of experience. 866-316-0822 or go online to crystallaketax.com. So today we're outlining some of the major risks to your income and retirement because a concern for so many people is outliving your income. And I've got a story that illustrates why it's important not only to protect your income for yourself, but just as importantly for your family as well. And I think this is something that resonates with all of us. I mean, you work incredibly hard to build your wealth, your assets. I do the same. All of you listening know how hard I work as well, right? So one of the most important reasons why I do what I do, and I'm sure you feel the same, is for my family. And I can't imagine with all this hard work and how much I love my family, not doing something simple like titling my beneficiaries on my 401ks, my IRAs, my accounts correctly to where this would go to people that I don't want it to go to, like Uncle Sam, the courts, the lawyers, attorneys, probate, all those things, even the state, when it could so easily have been avoided. And I've got a story here that I think illustrates that point. We're going to call the family the Kennedys. You might as well keep the names, right? And not to be confused with President Kennedy, but we're just going to call them the Kennedys. We're just using a pseudonym here to protect their privacy. In this Kennedy case, Mr. Kennedy worked for Motorola. Here in the Chicago area, he and his wife eventually got divorced, and throughout a lot of splitting of assets, one of the splitting was that she had waived her rights to his employer plan, the 401k. However, he just never managed to change the beneficiary on the form, and he never named what's called a contingent beneficiary on that form either. So upon his death, his daughter, who he had named in his trust to be the sole beneficiary of his assets, so of course she knows this, she goes to make a claim for the retirement plan. But the plan administrator let her know she wasn't entitled to the benefits because her mother, his ex-wife, was still named as the beneficiary in the 401k. So they fought this and all went all the way to the highest tax court, even the Supreme Court, which ruled unanimously on the plan administrator's side that the benefits were to go to the ex-wife, not the daughter. I think a lot of people don't understand that when you have a will and a trust, that's how you name beneficiaries on contracts. So things like 401ks, IRAs, life insurance, that supersedes it because you have beneficiary forms. The pecking order is beneficiary forms, then transfer on death or payable on death arrangements. Then if you have a living trust, then you get probate involved and then your will. So there's this pecking order from standpoint that's more important than others, so to speak, from a beneficiary standpoint, IRAs, 401ks, life insurance contracts. So if you have something named in there, like this story clearly shows, it is more important than your actual wishes that you named in your will or your trust because you forgot to change the beneficiary form. So what you do in your estate plan is one thing, but when all your individual investments, that life insurance, annuities, your retirement plans, your beneficiary statements, when you use a custodian, you know, like Vanguard or Schwab or Fidelity, you have beneficiary statements that are in those accounts. And yes, can those kinds be titled to where the beneficiary is a trust? Absolutely, if it makes sense. But often, maybe it's not the majority of time, but it happens too much. We see it where clients bring in all their stuff. They've got outdated beneficiary statements or even blank ones sometimes that have the wrong people, as if something would have happened, the wrong person would have got the money. And so this reminds me of many people that we see. They've got these old 401ks out here, right, from 3-4 jobs ago, this old IRA out there. And we always talk about the concept of making life easier for you by rolling things over, consolidating things. See, you can't get as much diversification in the entire world these days in one account. You can have every stock, bond, mutual fund, whatever you want, put them all in one account if you want to. So why do I bring this up? It's because it's harder to remember how you title things, how you have beneficiaries listed, how things are invested, if they're in 4, 5, 6 different places. And when your life changes over time, it's a lot harder to trade. It's also easier to make a mistake. So again, I think that's a glaring mistake here. And that's just one example, right? I can give you 50 of them. Another example of this is, please make contingent or secondary beneficiaries on your IRAs and your 401ks and your life insurance so that your kids can have more flexibility when they take the inheritance. And they can manage it more tax efficiently as well. Because when you name a primary beneficiary as your spouse and you pass away, it'll go to your spouse just fine. No taxes, no courts, no delays. It's a really easy process. But a lot of people forget to name contingent beneficiaries, which means if something happens to your primary beneficiary, that all of a sudden it's not this giant taxable event and or going through probate where the only people to win are the courts and the lawyers in that situation. Because that's exactly what happens, folks. If it's blank under the contingent beneficiary and your spouse predeceases you and you never name the kids or grandkids or whoever you wanted to after that, the benefit goes to the estate. The estate's going to go through probate and everything's immediately taxable. So in fact, if your beneficiary unfortunately passes away, you also want to understand, are you leaving it as per capita or per stirpes? Which is a fancy way of saying if you name multiple beneficiaries and one passes away, does their share revert to the other beneficiaries of yours? Or does their share revert to your own family lineage, let's say like your grandkids? So these are all wishes that you want to have. Just tiny little things on a form can make all the difference in the world. What about not planning for the unexpected? I mean, what happens if your kids get divorced? What happens if your kids get creditors on them? There's certain things you can put in place to protect them from their own creditors or from their own divorces or spouses. Unfortunately, if they divorce them, if they inherited everything that you had had, guess what? Half of that's probably going to the spouse, whether you liked them or not. So how you title things? Could you be on the title with your son or daughter on an asset? Let's say it's a vehicle and they get in an accident and it's their fault. You could have major liability there on your end. And I know we're starting to go down maybe into property casualty areas, but just another example of titling is hugely important on your assets and getting it right. And so there's just so much we do here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Yes, we always talk about retirement income planning. That's the focus, helping people who are 10 years or less away, 5 years away, or already in retirement. Hey, Mike, I want to retire starting January next year. Show me what that looks like. Happy to help you. Or if you've already retired and the market's got you a little spooked, volatility's coming back now, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call this number for a complimentary consultation. We call it a 15-minute strategy call. We'll review what you're currently doing, give you a second opinion on your investments, your risks, your fees, your estate planning, whatever it might be. And if you're sitting on cash, could you be doing better, right? There's things out there paying you 4, 5, 6, 7% right now. Are you taking advantage of that? So once again, it's just a phone call. It's a simple conversation. We block off a number of time slots for our loyal radio listeners. Give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar for a 15-minute strategy call and get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that, great. We're all adults. We'll know that. If it doesn't, you're going to get your questions answered. How do you get that 15-minute strategy call? 866-316-0822. Once again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Just ask for a 15-minute strategy call, compare calendars, and get you going. So talking about some of the risks out there for your income, and certainly having a handle on your estate and legacy plan is part of this. And I want to explain a little, though, how the team at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, how we are structured. It was my vision when I built Crystal Lake Tax and Financial 15 years ago. So I've been a fiduciary financial planner for 23 years. The last 15 years, we just celebrated our 15th anniversary as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and we wanted to have everything under one roof as far as anything to do with your finances. And so not only can you come in here and get the best in financial planning and investment advice coming from a fiduciary held to the highest legal standard, in addition to we have a CPA and tax team on staff where we do proactive tax planning. We do tax preparation for our clients. We work with a legal team in-house to assist clients with estate planning. Do you need wills, trusts, power of attorneys? We got all that covered. So that's our conversation right there. So when you come in our office, you're going to be speaking to a fiduciary who specializes in retirement, taxes, your estate. So your overall financial plan's coordinated, and the advice you receive considers investments, risks, tax, income, legacy. One hand knows what the other hand's doing. For most people, the broker doesn't talk taxes. The estate planning CPA won't talk investments, and all three don't talk to each other for your benefit. You're kind of the person in the middle. It's like I said, retirement. Now, all these things, they all work together now, or at least they should work together. You should expect that. During your working years, health insurance is whatever it is at your company. From a tax standpoint, you can put money in a 401k, but it's not a tremendous amount of tax planning you actually do. In retirement, all of a sudden, you can do a tremendous amount of tax planning. All of a sudden, you can work insurance planning into the consideration and find more efficiencies. You can weave Social Security planning to help you improve your tax situation, improve your investment situation. We need all these estate planning considerations to be accounted for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier. Again, that was my vision here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've met with thousands of people. Take us up on this retirement success blueprint process. Not everybody becomes a client, but everybody we're proud to say has told us by meeting with us, there's at least one or a few things they've been able to take away that helped them. You're almost certainly missing something because it truly takes a team of experts to not miss something. Again, our vision was to remove any barriers here. There's no cost, no obligation to chat with us. We're not sure how we can help yet, but I'm pretty sure we can. All you need to do is call, and that number is 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Now let's take another break. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you missed any of the show, you can get caught up at crystallaketax.com. Today, we're talking about how to address the five major risks to your retirement assets. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You can also go to crystallaketax.com if you would like to learn a little bit more. Before the break, we were discussing the five major risks for your retirement and how a plan can prepare you for retirement success. Before we go down that rabbit hole, I've got a gift for all our loyal listeners. It applies to this retirement tax topic. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, we've put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Our Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? and another companion report, 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call and say, I need the toolkit, 866-316-0822. Again, to get the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. I'll even cover the postage for you. Just call and ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822. So in a recent client event, we were chatting a little bit about a right way to pick investments and a wrong way to pick investments. There are just so many people who are nervous about the markets right now, worried about a recession in the second half of the year. And sometimes they're just doing the best they can, but they don't really know the right guidance, or maybe they're just checking the wrong decisions. And I'll share the story with our listeners right now. The right way to do this is first figure out what you need your money to do for you, what you want your money to do for you, and how it fits in a plan. We always use this analogy of your investment plan. Your retirement plan is very similar to building a house. In this story I'm about to tell, the gentleman's a carpenter, is in construction, and literally builds houses. So the analogy was perfect during this meeting. Just to skip ahead for a second. If you're going to build a house, you could have the most beautiful island kitchen in the world. You'd have the most beautiful flooring or whatever you want. And you just focus on that first. And then you start to build the house and you realize, it doesn't really fit, right? It doesn't fit where it's supposed to. Then, oops, you shouldn't have done that. It didn't mean it was a bad product. It just means it was first designed to fit the needs where that house and the layout was and how the other rooms fit together. And you can tell how that's certainly not an area of my expertise, but I think you get the idea. So many people just start to pick investments. They get sold stuff by brokers. It's like, oh, okay, I went out of the market, so I'm going to choose this annuity thing. Or, hey, I need risk. I'm going to take this mutual fund. But they have no idea what damage it could do to their overall plan, not because the product is necessarily the worst thing in the world, because it just didn't make sense for their situation. And so this story I'm going to share with you is this gentleman who came in, had about $550,000 or so in his 401k, and that was mainly his life savings. It's a great job of life savings. And that's what him and his wife were going to depend on when they wanted to retire. So he had a pension, Social Security. She's a little bit younger, so she won't be eligible for Social Security for a few more years. But the point being is, on top of the pensions and Social Security, they needed a certain amount of additional income per year. So let's say it was something like another $25,000 a year, give or take. So I'm spending an hour and a half with him asking all these questions. I kind of exactly what your budget needs are. Did you figure in taxes, inflation? Did you not? Let me help you with that. Here's what the numbers from an inflation point look like. When is your mortgage going to run out of retirement? Because that alleviates an extra income need. What about your legacy goals that you have? Do we want to leave a legacy for the kids and the grandkids? So we're working through all this. That's real financial planning. Now, what he had shared with me as we were going through, says he happened to have seen a person at his local credit union, and I'm not picking on an institution here. Please, please, please know that. It's not a point of the story. It's just who he happened to have seen. He told the people at the credit union simply, look, I'm about to retire. I just need to make sure I roll my 401k into an IRA. I already bank with you guys. And of course, they said, yeah, well, we've got an investment person you could talk to. And he told that investment person, I just don't want to deal with the market anymore. Look, I'm retired. I've been watching my money over the last few months just bob up, bob down, concerned about the recession, the risk in the economy, and it causes the markets to go down one day. I don't want to have to deal with that anymore. So do you have any solutions for this? Now, once again, this is before he came out to me. They recommended that he basically throw all $500,000 into something called a variable annuity with an income rider. What a variable annuity with an income rider is, it will deliver somebody a guaranteed income stream for the rest of their life. It doesn't really matter what the market does forever. It won't interrupt the income stream. So first and foremost, you can see how somebody would make that recommendation, right? I mean, a client comes to you, wants out of the market, I need income, I don't want to deal with this. Well, here's a product that delivers income. You don't have to worry about the markets anymore. So at face value, you could see how that might have some appeal. And so I asked the client as he's meeting with me, well, let's see the plan that you already went through with this other person and how that variable annuity fits in. I see why that recommendation was made. I don't agree with it necessarily, but let me see how it fits in. He said, I don't have a plan. It was just a recommendation for the investment. And that's what scares the crap out of me. It scares the daylights out of me. We call this financial malpractice. Can you imagine a doctor giving you a prescription in the first 20 minutes without giving you any test results back or anything? Just having a diagnosis as soon as you walked in, right? You said hello and they said, hey, here, take these pills. Doesn't that just seem crazy? That if I were to phrase that in a medical sense, why is it different in a financial sense? How in the world can you make a recommendation on this specific product for somebody's life savings? And I'll tell you exactly why. Because once we built a plan, the income that this variable annuity delivered was just shy of the $25,000 he needs, which means it's not even going to get them all the way to the normal monthly income goal that they want today. Problem number one. Problem number two, what happens when life happens? Emergencies, mistakes, things like that. Where are they going to grab that extra money from if it's all tied up in this 10-year annuity? Problem three, inflation. The way the income riders work on these variable annuities, it's going to be a flat income for life. So if it's barely getting the job done now, and inflation inevitably happens, they're going to literally not have as much money as they need within years, and will be dramatically under the amount of income they need in a decade or more. Down the road, they don't have any more assets because they all tied it up in here. And there's another two problems that weren't so obvious. The income was guaranteed on his life only. And I mentioned his wife was several years younger, which means if he passes away in 10, 15, 20 years into retirement, there's almost nothing left in his variable annuity. The income stops and there's almost no assets left. Folks, if you truly talk to a fiduciary about how some of these income riders work, yes, they give you this quote-unquote guaranteed income for a set period of time. What they don't tell you is what they're guaranteeing you is that they will pay you back with your own money. And if that goes to zero, which means you have nothing now, the income will continue, almost like a pension after that. But because of the high fees, because of the income rider costs, because of the high payout, chances are if you mock it up in 13 to 15 years, you are running out of money. Most people don't realize that. So the insurance company's not even on the hook until 15 years later. Yet another problem is that he'd have done this, and let's say within a year he said, oops, I just made a huge mistake. Well, if that was Social Security, if it's been a year, you can go back and fix it. But now that you're in this variable annuity, you made a time commitment. And to try and get out of that variable annuity in the first year, you got some heavy penalties, maybe 8, 9, 10% penalty on that money. And you put $500,000 in that, a 10% penalty, it's going to cost you 50 grand to get out of it. That's a big chunk of change. Now, here's the real interesting part of this story, is that annuities themselves are not a bad product. Now, we're not fans of variable annuities here. I'll flat out tell you that. We found another similar product, delivered more income apples to apples, and that's why we don't like those very amenities. They tend to never compete with some of the counterpart fixed index options that we like more. But the one point was the product itself wasn't bad. I can truly say that if somebody only cared about pure income, even though we thought we found something, because we're independent, we have access to everything. And maybe somebody was limited. That was their best product, right? When you go to a captive, that's what they sell, so that's what they offer. But for this person's situation, for all those reasons we described, it was horrible. It would have been a horrible idea. And so many people just sit there and buy this mutual fund over here, this CD over here, this real estate here, this annuity here, and they just buy it first because some characteristic or something they heard, maybe in a vacuum. You just got to get your own diagnosis so you can get the proper prescription. You just have to get your own blueprint so you can get your retirement house built correctly. Get it? We want you to be that person who has peace of mind knowing I have a plan, I can take these vacations, I can spend this amount of money, and I know we're going to be okay even with inflation, even through taxes, even through market volatility, even through a medical event, whatever that may be. We've got a plan. Folks, we want you to be one of those people. And that's what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've got a couple meeting process. We don't know exactly what your questions are yet or what your situation is, but we know we can help you. All you do is give us a call. If you want to get on our calendar to start with a 15-minute strategy call to see if it makes sense to get together or get your questions answered, complimentary call, raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Just ask, I want a 15-minute strategy call, and we'll get you on with one of our fiduciary advisors. Heck, it'll probably be me. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. Appreciate that you're joining us today. I was just talking about having that assurance that you can do the fun things. You can take the vacations. You can have the plan so you can do those things with confidence. And I want to talk about how we help people structure their spending plan so they do have the money in those early years to take the trips, visit the grandkids, buy the gifts, do all that fun stuff they've been wanting to do, but with the confidence that they'll have the money to do it. They'll have the money for healthcare, long-term care, all these less fun things, but that they need maybe down the road. Well, you got to put pen to paper or pencil to paper, and you really didn't even know your budget. Boy, that's my wife. She does that really well. And that's not what I really do well. But one of the spouses, if you're married or if you're single, what you have to do is what you have to understand, what are my fixed costs every month? What it costs for housing, what it costs for food, what it costs for healthcare, and what it costs for insurance on your car, or if you have a car payment, your cell phone, all that. You get it all down, written down. Here's what it costs for us just to run the house effectively every month. It's got to begin there. So we got to know what's going out, right? And that's the simple. Just got to be done. So then we know what's going out. Now we want to look at all of our income sources that's coming in or that we've saved. Income sources, certainly Social Security is another income source. Pension, if you're so fortunate. Another income source you might have might be like some rental properties. We want to marshal all those incomes that are already in place and make sure that we're maximizing them. Then we go to what kind of saver have you been? Where did you save? What type of accounts? Are they pre-tax accounts? Are they tax-free accounts? Are they taxable accounts? Is all of your money saved in retirement accounts? Where Uncle Sam's your big partner in that? So we want to understand where that money is because, folks, when you retire, and when I say this, people, their eyes get a little big and they go, gosh, I really didn't think of it that way. When you retire and paychecks stop, for the first time in your lives, you get to choose. How you choose is really important. On pulling money from these retirement accounts for the first time to start getting your monthly income goal to cover all those extra fixed costs that I just described. So we have to do this efficiently from a tax perspective. And really, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, that's a big deal here. If we can save you 2, 3, 5% on taxes year in, year out, I could tell you over 15, 20, 30 years of retirement, that's potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in unnecessary taxes we've saved you. It could be the difference of running out of money or not running out of money during retirement. And so knowing that budget, knowing also the risk we're taking, paychecks have stopped now. You can't be exposing yourself with all this money in the market where you could have a 30% more loss with the rest of the money that has to last you for the rest of your life. I could go on and on. I just want to say here, it's all done by fiduciaries, held to the highest standards. It's all waiting for you. Leave a checkbook at home. Let's have a conversation. It's a couple appointment process. We build out a plan. We help you understand Social Security, analyze your investments, make sure you're not tipping Uncle Sam in taxes, not overpaying in fees. You got the estate planning documents you need so you can have a successful retirement. It all starts with a 15-minute strategy call. How do you get that? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Let's take another break. We have one more segment coming up on the other side. Final insights are next. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about how to address the five major risks in your retirement assets. Be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, September 21st and Tuesday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate. And avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Again, Thursday, September 21st and Tuesday, September 26th, 6:30 p.m. at Lake in the Hills Village Hall.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
We are back. Thanks for sticking around today. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. This is our final segment of the show. We've been talking today about how to address the five major risks to your retirement assets. Now, before we break, we're discussing those five major risks to retirement and how a plan can help you actually prepare those. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. It covers the five biggest risks that you have out there. One, your income. Where's my income coming from in good markets and bad without spending principal? Two, how much risk should I take or not take in order to achieve my financial goals? Three, how can I operate more tax efficiently? Four, if we had a healthcare event like long-term care, home-based healthcare, how would we pay for it? And five, do we have the right estate planning documents in place? Your wills, your trusts, your power of attorneys, your transfer on death deeds, all those things. Are beneficiaries up to date? All of those things cover the five major risks for your retirement. Now, before we go down to this final rabbit hole, I've got a gift for you that applies to what we're talking about in this retirement topic today. Because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, we've put together what I like to refer as a retirement success toolkit. A retirement success toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because as you approach or in retirement, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage to send it out to you today, next week. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're really going to find it helpful, especially with a lot of the uncertainty and things that are going on in this world. Now, we've got time just for a couple listener questions. So as we get in this last part, if you hear something you'd like to get some answers on, give us a call, 866-316-0822, or send your question at crystallaketax.com. So first one is, Harold in Schaumburg, I'm still working, plan to work for at least another 2 years, but I'm now old enough to start taking my Social Security without being limited on how much income I can earn. Is this a recommended strategy? Well, Harold, there are a few factors here. First, that means that you're officially 66, 67 years old, what they call your FRA, your full retirement age, when you're able to earn as much as you want without an earnings test on your Social Security benefits. So for those who aren't aware, if you claim Social Security before your full retirement age, which for most is 66, 67, two things happen. One, you get a reduced benefit, right? It means you get less money. And two, you're subject to what they call an earnings test, which means for every $2 you go over $21,000, you got to pay back a dollar of your Social Security benefit. So if you're full retirement age and taking Social Security, you earn, say, $30,000, $40,000 at a job, Social Security is going to not only pay you less initially, but probably take almost all of it back too. So whether at full retirement age, you can take it if you're still working, usually covers three areas. One, Harold, do you need it for cash flow? If so, how are you going to pay the bills when the paychecks are gone? It may be better off waiting to get a larger check later. Two, what are you doing with the money? Are you going to claim Social Security early, even though you're still gainfully employed? Well, it might make sense. If that means you're trying to pad your savings, your emergency savings, maybe you want to pay off your mortgage in advance so you don't have to worry about that when you go in there. That might make sense. Third question is, do you have a spouse? Many people aren't aware that the spousal benefit is half of yours. Keep this simple for our purposes here. Half of yours or 100% of theirs is the spousal benefit if you've been married for 9 months. The divorced spousal benefit is 10 years. Also, the survivor benefit. Harold, if your benefit would be larger than your spouse's if you're married and you kick the bucket, she would lose the lower benefit and step into the financial equivalent of your benefit. So we've got software that runs through this, the Social Security breaking even, how to coordinate spousal benefits so you can know, not just based on opinion, but math and science, what exactly is the best claiming strategy for you and your family based on your specific circumstances. And then tie it in with all those other resources that you have. We can help you make that decision if you need some help here. So other question is Michael in Barrington. I have several old 401ks from companies that I used to work for, and I'm getting tired of keeping up with all these statements. Can I just combine them all into one account? Or maybe the question is, should I combine them? Michael, that's a great question. We see it all the time. We actually covered it a little bit earlier in the show, talking about you've got these four or five 401ks scattered. You got old pension plans. You got your current plans and that. A lot of times consolidating can make the most sense for you. One, because today's world with all the technology, you've got unlimited options, the whole universe of investment choices to invest within an IRA by consolidating these into an individual retirement account. You can be as conservative or aggressive from an investment standpoint as you want. Plus, it's a lot easier to keep an eye on distributions from a tax standpoint when you take money out, since it's from one rather than five, six, 10 different plans. The second thing is you're also in a situation where it's easier to stay abreast of how much risk you're taking or not and make adjustments because it's all within one consolidated IRA or retirement plan rather than figuring out how are each four or five of these invested if they happen to be invested differently. And another thing is just making sure that the beneficiaries are correct. If you've got kids, grandkids, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, whoever you care for that you want to leave these proceeds to in the event something unlikely were to happen to you, you want to make sure that the beneficiary forms are up to date. And it's a heck of a lot easier doing it in one consolidated account than it is having five accounts scattered all throughout the country. So, Michael, hopefully that was helpful for you. So these are examples, folks, on why it's so important just to get educated by a fiduciary, put a real financial plan together. We call ours a retirement success blueprint. It's just about the education of what your plan needs. By the way, that's also how you choose your investments. What does your plan say you need? Not, do I like this investment? Do you need a 4% on your long-term money to make your whole retirement work forever? Do you need 6 or 10%? Do you have a plan to legally pay the least amount of taxes in retirement? If you had a long-term care event, how would you pay for it? Do you have the right estate planning documents in place to protect your family and your legacy? Are you going to be okay? Do you even know? Wouldn't it be nice to know first when you even need just to make sure that your money does its job for you? I mean, you did your job for your money, right? You saved it the whole time. Now in retirement, you're flipping it. Okay, your money's doing its work and for you now. You know what it needs to do. I mean, I'd love you to know that. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not going to retire anytime soon. But I can bet you if I was, I'd love to know exactly what I need to do to make it work for me. So Karen and I can go on vacations, live our lives, not stress about it. That's what I want for you. I know that's what you want for your family. And that's what we're going to provide for you with our Retirement Success Blueprint. Three main things that you'll get out of this, no cost, no obligation. Number one, get a retirement income plan. Truly know how much income you can generate, where it's coming from in good markets and bad. You'll actually be able to see that you can create the income you want. You'll know what rates of return you need to make this work. Number two, maximize your income sources like Social Security, your pensions, and your tax strategies within the plan. Number three, recommendations on what investments are the most appropriate given your situation, your goals, your unique situation that make your plan work. It sounds pretty simple. All of you are unique. And that's what our advisors are trained here to do as fiduciaries. Put the whole puzzle together based on what your image of retirement is. So once again, you want to set up that 15-minute strategy call. Give us a call at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll pull up a calendar, set up a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors. No cost, no obligation, but all you got to do is call. We can't help if you don't ask. And that's the number, 866-316-0822. Once again, 866-316-0822. Just ask for a 15-minute strategy call. And while you're on there, if you haven't received it, also ask for our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book, Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report, 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor, and another report, are you paying too much taxes in retirement? Get that at crystallaketax.com or give us a call, 866-316-0822. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.